The embattled wealth manager AMP is facing another crisis after its full-year profit crashed by 97% amidst the fallout from the Financial Services Royal Commission. AMP shares have dived as much as 4% after the company's profit tanked to just $28 million compared to $848 million the year before. It's been revealed that almost $4 billion flowed from AMP's wealth management arm last year, with much of it going to the industry superannuation funds left relatively unscathed by the Royal Commission. But AMP's chief executive, Francesco De Ferrari, was upbeat in the face of the financial and reputational damage when he spoke to the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Francesco De Ferrari, it must be hard to be upbeat and positive given the challenge you've taken on to rescue AMP.
Well, Peter, you know, I have five kids. I am a glass half full kind of guy, so I'm always optimistic.
But you have a 97% fall in net profit, AMP's reputation in tatters, clients heading for the doors, AMP's trust and integrity on life support. How do you turn the AMP ship around?
Yes, we had a very challenged bottom line, but our ongoing businesses actually showed a pretty resilient performance. While the overall result is challenged, actually the ongoing businesses proved very resilient.
Last time we spoke, just after you started as AMP Chief Executive, you said you like a challenge. That's probably just as well.
Absolutely. I am committed to seeing this through.
But have you had any second thoughts about taking on the job given the extent of the AMP challenge?
AMP turned 170 last year and plays a critical role in Australian society. But we have to be realistic about the challenges we face so we can tackle them and be optimistic about the future. That view has not changed.
As a result of the Royal Commission reputational impact, you've seen $3.97 billion in net cash outflows from the wealth management business, so clients cashing out and heading elsewhere. Do you expect much of that cash has probably gone to industry superannuation funds?
Well, of the $4 billion, actually $2 billion were pension payments. We have lots of clients who are retiring, and paying them pension is part of our service. And yes, I think we would be in line with industry trends of seeing outflows to industry super funds. We're very committed to be able to reverse that.
Surely that would be no surprise, given that at the moment it must be hard to compete with the industry super's reputation.
Indeed, but we feel we have very competitive product. And one of the issues we're facing now is that a lot of our sales effort today is focused on remediating clients.
How far do you have to go before you finish that remediation, those payouts for fees for no service?
I mean, AMP is probably one of the companies that is going more forcefully on this. We've announced very sizable provisions, and we've announced that this program will take about 3 years to complete.
What sort of evidence are you seeing that also employers are reviewing or pulling out their corporate superannuation arrangements?
We've actually not lost corporate super fund clients. We've seen a lot of support actually for AMP during a challenging 18.
Given those challenges, what can you do to stem the outflows, and do you expect those cash outflows to continue?
It is a question of time before they revert to normal, so I'm confident that in time we'll be able to reverse the situation.
AMP has $1.6 billion in cash on the balance sheet. Is that enough for now, or will you need to go to the market to get more capital?
We do not intend to raise capital this year.
So that's conclusive. You've got enough on the balance sheet to see your way through, at least for this year.
That is correct.
Just on Kenneth Haynes' recommendations in his final report, what do you see as the biggest impact for AMP, especially in terms of conflicted remuneration?
Well, the Royal Commission report was a confronting but valuable experience, I think, for the industry as a whole, not just for AMP. It's been a huge catalyst for change in our company, probably more than in others. And so we are repositioning the business along those recommendations.
It is early days, but given what we heard in the Royal Commission on fees for no service and lying to ASIC, how likely is it that current or former AMP executives might face court or maybe even go to prison?
Well, we have no new information on that subject. The ASIC investigation has been ongoing for several years, and We are cooperating with the authorities and will diligently work with them.
So you're still relatively happy in the job and prepared to see it through?
I am definitely prepared to see it through so we can get on with building the AMP of the future.
AMP's Chief Executive Francesco Di Ferrari with our Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.